Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Friday, June 18th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, in case you missed it, a California man was arrested for luring a 12-year-old Polk County girl online. On June 15th, 24-year-old Eduardo Martinez of California was arrested for four counts of transmitting harmful material to a minor, a third-degree felony, and eight counts of using a computer to lure a child, also a third-degree felony. In May of this year, the victim's mother reported to the school resource deputy at her 12-year-old daughter's school that she had discovered nude and sexually explicit photos and videos on her daughter's cell phone. She also found sexually explicit Snapchat messages between her daughter and an unknown man at the time. The school resource deputy turned the information over to the Polk County Sheriff's Office Computer Crimes Unit, and after an investigation, Martinez was booked into the Tehama County Jail in California on a Polk County warrant and is being held with no bond, and he will later be extradited to the Polk County Jail at a later date. Your local events, Great American Florida Gun Shows, will be at the Avon Park National Guard Armory at 2500 U.S. Highway 27 in Avon Park this Father's Day weekend for a two-day buy, sell, and trade event. They also have concealed carry classes available throughout the day, and kids 12 and under get in free with a paying adult. And the Hardy County 4-H will have an open house on Thursday, August 26th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Hardy County Civic Center. 4-H is an informal, fun, and educational youth program sponsored through the University of Florida and Hardy County. Drop by the open house and meet the club leaders and see the exciting activities they have planned for this coming year. For more information, you can call Jose or Sarah at 863-773-2164. Your jobs here in the area, the Sunshine Method is looking for an in-person ESE tutor, a bachelor's degree in a relevant field, and 2 years of tutoring and mentoring experience are preferred. Lakeside Neurologic is looking for an environmental services technician. Requirements for the position are a high school diploma or GED and previous experience in a hospital setting, skilled nursing facility, school, or commercial cleaning area is preferred. Innovar Structures is looking for a spray foam technician. A driver's license is required, and a high school diploma or GED is preferred. All of these jobs and more you can find online at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 85 degrees out, feels like 95 in intermittent clouds with a 5% chance of rain. The air quality is fair, maximum UV index is 8, very high. Winds east at 7 miles an hour with gust up to 8. Humidity is very humid, 62%, the dew point 71, cloud cover 65%, the visibility is 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 18,700 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:29 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s, and southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 40% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Saturday, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 and a 40% chance of rain. And Saturday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid 70s with southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday Weather Report. And forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Georgia Ag Commissioner Gary Black has announced that he is running for the U.S. Senate. Ag Commissioner since 2011, Black tells the Georgia Farm Bureau he's running for the seat currently held by Senator Raphael Warnock. Black's decision means Georgians will elect a new Ag Commissioner next year, but he will serve out the remainder of his current term. Black says he's running for the Senate for the future of America. A court has ordered USDA and the Biden administration not to move forward with preferential payments to farmers of color. According to AgriMarketing.com, Wisconsin U.S. District Court Judge William Griesbach issued a temporary restraining order preventing USDA from forgiving any farm loans or paying 20% of those loans back to the farmers until the court rules on a requested injunction. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty is representing farmers from 9 states, saying the Biden administration's plan discriminates against white farmers. With big growth in berry output but declines in stone fruit, there have been substantial changes in summer fruit production in California in the 10 years from 2010 to 2020. USDA shipment data shows some commodities have expanded significantly while others declined. Fruit volume data shows the biggest gains were seen in kiwi at 500% and blueberries at 175%. Apricots, plums, and apples saw the greatest decline at 78%, 74%, and 72% respectively.
Whether I'm welding or cutting, the most important thing for me is to be comfortable with superb visual acuity. I prefer the original Pancake brand welding hoods with their auto darkening feature. Original Pancake brand welding hoods are priced right, lightweight, with a comfortable fit. For almost 60 years, pipeline welders, farms, and other small businesses have relied on the custom fitting hoods from Original Pancake brand welding hoods. To learn more, go to opbwh.com. That's opbwh.com. Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Water systems play an essential role in the success of rural America. The House Ag Subcommittee's recent hearing aimed at expanding opportunities for growth and investment in rural America was reminded that water systems, especially in the rural South, are at risk. Ines Polonia, CEO of Communities Unlimited, testified before the Subcommittee on Commodity Exchanges, Energy, and Credit that while loans and grants have long been a lifeline for many in the rural South, more must be done to protect vital rural water systems.
In the U.S., there are 140,000 active public water systems serving communities less than 10,000 people. COVID-19 has exacerbated the challenges these systems face. A survey conducted by RCAP in May of 2020 indicated an estimated revenue loss of between $3.6 to $5.5 billion for small rural systems across the country.
Polonia said federal funding for USDA rural development programs makes up just 8% of its discretionary budget, yet it's exactly these programs that are a lifeline to rural communities as they struggle to recover from the impacts of COVID-19. Communities Unlimited is a development financial institution that serves small underserved businesses in the southern U.S.
A year later, we know that most systems expended all of their reserves, and many are no longer financially able to keep up with the needed maintenance nor loan payments.
Tune in to Tennessee August 10th through 12th, 2021 for the largest trade show for the cattle industry. The NCBA Trade Show has all of the products and services you need to increase the profitability of your operation. The show will have over 350 exhibiting companies with over 7 acres of displays. Admission to the show includes education sessions, live cattle handling demonstrations, and a whole lot of fun. This is the show for anyone in the cattle business. Visit convention.ncba.org for all the details.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks ended mixed as investors continued to interpret new guidance from the Federal Reserve, which is now looking at potentially raising interest rates as soon as 2023. The S&P 500 lost less than 0.1%. Banks, one of the biggest drags on the market as bond yields fell. Crude oil prices also slipped and weighed on energy companies. Gold prices slumped and the U.S. dollar rose against several other major currencies. Investors got mildly disappointing economic news when the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits rose slightly last week. The Dow lost 210 points to close at 33,823. The NASDAQ gained 121 to 14,161. The S&P 500 off 1 point to 4,221. New York oil fell $1.11, closing at $71.04 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SR in sports, I'm Patrick Fox. The Philadelphia 76ers coughed up a 22-point halftime advantage at home and losing 109-106 to Atlanta as the Hawks take a 3-2 lead in their NBA playoff series. Trae Young with 39 points said Lou Williams off the bench with 15 was the spark to them outscoring the Sixers 40-19 in the fourth quarter.
Lou started off that fourth quarter aggressive, attacking, scoring. Without his scoring and his impact on a nice game, who knows if we come back in the game.
Hawks can wrap up the series Friday at Atlanta. The LA Clippers won their third straight game to push the top-seeded Utah Jazz to the brink of elimination. Clippers open the second half on a 23-9 run to wipe out a 10-point deficit to beat Utah 119-111 and take a 3-2 series lead. Utah's Donovan Mitchell was held to 21 points.
We have to understand we got to put it together completely. They came out and punched us in the face. You know, we just got to go out there and just execute.
Game 6 Friday in L.A. Tonight, Brooklyn at Milwaukee. The Nets up 3-2. This is SRN Sports. The NHL, Montreal beat Vegas 3-2 to tie their Stanley Cup semifinal series at 1. Golden Knights coach Peter DeBoer says a 3-0 deficit is too much against a hot Canadiens team.
Can't fall behind that much that early. And you know, it's not even one goal. You know, when you get down 2, just really hard to come back. And we got burned tonight.
Tonight, it's Tampa Bay at the New York Islanders. That semifinal series tied at 1. American League Finals, Detroit 6-5 over Kansas City. Chicago 8, Tampa Bay 7 in 10 innings. Oakland 8, the LA Angels 4.
New York 3, Toronto 2, Cleveland 8, 7 over Baltimore, Houston 8, Texas 4, Minnesota 7, Seattle 2. In the National League, it was St. Louis 1, nothing over Miami, Cincinnati 2, Milwaukee 1, Colorado 8, San Diego 7, Washington 3, Pittsburgh 1, New York 6, 3 over Chicago, San Francisco 13, Arizona 7, Philadelphia 2, Los Angeles nothing. Interleague play saw Boston outslug Atlanta 10-8. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day from a child's experience: if a mother is laughing at the father's jokes, it means that they have guests over. Tune in not tomorrow, but Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. Stay dry. Have a great weekend, and happy early Father's Day. See you Monday, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.